Just to fill in a little space, the opening verse in 19, Saul spake to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants that they should kill David. And you might wonder, where does that come from? Why does he want to kill David? Because David was acting very wisely before him and did him a lot of good. But if we go back to our chapter 18, verse 7, and the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. So we see jealousy growing in Saul's heart to the point where now he announces he wants to kill him.
There is jealousy in verse 8, as you point out, and I think in verse 9, he looks at David from that point on differently. So he, in my practical application, the Lord isn't what I thought he was. I had this thought of who the Lord was, and it's not what I thought. So now I look at the Lord with suspicion. This is by application, we're just saying. So we also see with jealousy comes a bitter spirit. With a bitter spirit comes an unforgiveness and demonic harassment. Verse 10, an evil spirit from God. God sent an evil spirit to Saul. This is a progression downward in his life. And yet David would be there to comfort him. David was gifted in music. He played the flute. He played a 10-stringed instrument. And this soothed the spirit of Saul. And he would come at these demonic attacks would come upon Saul. And David would come and help him. And yet David, Saul even attempted to kill him in chapter 18. You'll see in verse 11, he hurls a spear at him while David is being used to give him some relief from this evil spirit. What a sad and tragic behavior on the part of one who is displaying no faith or loyalty to David. Jealousy, bitter spirit, demonic harassment, leading to wanting to kill another. You know, we see in the example in 1 John why Cain killed Abel. He said, because he was of the devil. He hated his brother. He's the first murderer, described it. And that is the spirit of Antichrist, we're told. The spirit of Antichrist was displayed right then when Cain slew Abel. Jealousy. Cain was jealous of Abel because Abel was offering sacrifices that God accepted. Sacrifices from his flock that represented the Lord Jesus. And Cain was offering the fruit of his own labors from the cursed earth. And so we have that as an example. But we see this in Saul's life. So what happens is Jonathan steps in and he confides, as we have it here in our outline, he confides in David. And I think we see the way in which Jonathan overcomes when there is an attack on David, attack even from his own father, how he would warn David. And we might see this in an application form of how we can confide in the Lord in anything. We can share and talk with him in prayer. We can let him be aware of all the trials that we face, not that the Lord faces anymore. David was in type here, the Lord, yet he is just a man in that sense too, in this example in chapter 19.
And we can confide even when the one that is causing the difficulty is perhaps more powerful than us. We may think they're more powerful than us. This is Saul, this is the king. in addition to being his father, and he, as it were, goes behind the back of his father, the king of the country. Perhaps America lacks a little bit the interesting privileges of having a royalty run the country, but it's something you don't do very lightly, to go behind the back of a king. A president may be a different thing. But anyway, we see here that Jonathan confided, and that's what we have before us now. He could confide despite this person that is giving the command to kill, being not only his father, but also the king, the one that lays down the law, as it were. And there may be situations in this world where the one who is in charge of this world is laying down the laws that he wants for us to follow. We should take confidence and strength perhaps from it, that there is one that we can confide in, one that we can turn to help us in such situations, even though it may seem hopeless to us, because there is no one more powerful to go to than the person who's causing these troubles for us in this world.
I think we have it in the early chapters of the book of Acts, where, you know, they were told not to spread the word, and the word was given. We ought to obey God rather than man. There are certain circumstances in which, in the service of God, it's necessary to overrule the authorities, such as believers in communist lands who were forbidden to meet together, or to spread the gospel, or even to circulate the scriptures. The Bible was banned in former years, even in Russia. But there were those who were very active in seeking to supply believers behind the Iron Curtain with the Word of God. And that's a case where we ought to obey God rather than man. And here, in this monarchy, really, Saul was... he was the people's choice, but he was the king that God had allowed, shall we say. He was the rightful king, and yet here was his own son setting aside his authority. It was necessary in this instance, because David, speaking of Christ, had a larger claim on his heart. And we have something similar with the Hebrew midwives in Exodus chapter 1. In delivering male children, and they were told, you know, that if it was a son, then they should kill him, but if it be a daughter, then shall she live. But it says the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Israel, king of Egypt, had said unto them. And that's seen preeminently also in Amrad and Jochebed in regard to Moses' parents. They saw the child was fair. They saw the child was fair to God. And in faith and in confidence in God, they committed that child to God. They put the child into the water. In faith.
We see that Jonathan not only loves David, but he delights. Message in that for us as Christians, are we delighting in the Lord in our personal relationship with Him? And we see that that's related directly then to His testimony that He gives of David to his father. So the more we are delighting in the Lord, the more we will have the prompt to share who He is